This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. In the last few years, McLean County leaders have tried to smooth the choppy intersection between the criminal justice system and those who live with mental illness. One recent Bloomington murder case shows what's at stake and what happens when those fighting mental illness lose that fight. In a first-time partnership, GLT and the Pantograph peel back the layers about what happened on a Saturday afternoon in early December and how a controversial part of Illinois' murder statute is being applied to this case. GLT's Ryan Denham and the co-reporter for the Pantograph talk about the case.
I remember when this first happened. It was on a Saturday afternoon, December 2nd, 2017, broad daylight. A police in the coroner's office sent out a press release to the media saying that someone was killed in a stabbing, some sort of incident at a trailer park. Murder cases aren't too common here in Bloomington Normal, but a street fight in the middle of a trailer park, our tendency is probably to discount that as not especially newsworthy. But the story gets more complicated. Edith Brady Lunny of the Pantograph, what were your first impressions of what happened?
The thing that stood out to me, I think, about this incident was, number one, the fact that a machete was used. We have a lot of typical stabbing cases in the Twin Cities. They happen pretty commonly. It's rare that you would see a machete used in a case. And to me, that stood out as something that made the person carrying that weapon someone that I wanted to know more about.
The week leading up to Cullen's death is pretty tumultuous for the couple. Cullen gets out of jail on a Sunday. 2 days later, they're together, and Brittany allegedly pepper sprays a woman near a Normal trailer park. Police reports show they're also suspected of beating a man with a baseball bat at a separate trailer park in Normal. Family tells police that they suspect the couple is dealing drugs.
That's right. The last few days were not a good period of time, but for Cullen and for Brittany. The night before this incident happened at the trailer park, they stayed up until 4 a.m. They were talking about the relationship and her withdrawal issues from the drug Spice, which is a mind-altering synthetic drug. And Brittany later tells police she was, quote, freaking out like a demon that night. And Hedrick was reading the Bible to her, maybe trying to calm her down.
Spice is something we heard over and over again reporting this story. It was found on Brittany after Cullen's death, and it shows up on a search warrant as prosecutors filed charges. Jackie Mathias, the woman who works with inmates at the jail who have mental health and substance abuse issues, told us they're seeing Spice show up more and more, too.
Lately, we've seen a lot of drug-induced psychosis with Spice, particularly. If they've been doing Spice for several days, they'll come in and we kind of have to wait out and figure out, is this a mental health issue, meaning they have a long history, or is this something that was triggered by drug use?
Hours before Cullen's death, police reports show they confront that person in Hayworth, but he gets away. They chase him back to Bloomington on US 51, arriving at the trailer park. But instead of confronting their target, they come across this other guy, Rodney Doherty, and it's a fatal mistake.
In the hours after Cullen's death, police were trying to sort out all these conflicting statements about what happened on 24th Street. Rodney's face was still burning from the pepper spray. It told police the couple attacked him without provocation after he just pulled up to a trailer to see a buddy. Rodney says it was self-defense, and he didn't know the couple who attacked him. Police believed him and allowed him to go.
Brittany tells police that Rodney tried to run over Cullen with his car, but police reports show Brittany is a bit of an unreliable narrator at this point. She's distraught. She tries to kill herself several times in police custody, and she's still potentially under the effects of Spice, which is found in her bra. Neighbors told reporters they suspect drugs played some role in bringing Cullen and Brittany to the trailer park that day. Police found drug paraphernalia and Spice on them. Neighbors in Cardinal Ridge are used to seeing the police. Edith, you and I spent a day wandering around talking to neighbors. What struck you about their comments?
The thing that struck me about the trailer park in general was the transient nature of the entire neighborhood. There were a lot of piles of personal possessions that we would see stacked up in front of a lot of the mobile homes, which leads you to believe that people come and go a lot there. And neighbors we talked to were concerned about that. They didn't really feel like they knew who their neighbors were anymore. and families that were there and had been there for quite a while and were just trying to raise their children there were very concerned with what they were seeing. And there was just a feeling in general that there was some illegal activity going on, most of it related to drug transactions. And then when this happened, it really shook several families to the core, and they expressed to us that they were getting out because it was just not the place that they wanted to be to raise a family.
And we spoke to Sandy Zong, who lives just like one street over from where this happened. She plans to leave Cardinal Ridge, too.
It's sad, but it's not a good place. For the people that have been here for years, you know, it's sad what it's turned into.
For now, Brittany's being held at the McLean County Jail on $2 million bond. 2 weeks ago, she agreed to terminate her custody rights to her 8-month-old daughter.
Cullen is buried at Pleasant Grove Cemetery in Downs, and his family declined repeated requests from us for an interview for this story.
That's Edith Brady Lunny of the Pantograph reporting with GLT's Ryan Denham. Coming up during Sound Ideas, a closer look at the controversial legal concept being used against Brittany Mikesell and why the defense thinks this is such an unusual case. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.